The Burt Show.
I always like to stress this. If you've never been around somebody that has been fighting off cancer, you generally know two things about them, that they got cancer and then they beat cancer. What are they doing? All right, those are the two things. But what you don't think of many, many times is the struggle every single day. You know, the going into the hospitals, going to see your doctors, doing your scans over and over again. When you meet somebody that says, yeah, my cancer is in remission or I beat it, that is a marathon. That was not a sprint. And that is something really to be honored. And we have one of our own that's going through this marathon right now.
Yeah, Rebecca, our social media producer, has been very open and vulnerable about her cancer journey. She came on the show late last year and shared that she had tongue cancer. There was a lesion on her tongue that turned out to be malignant. So they did surgery to remove it, actually took a part of her wrist to replace the portion of the tongue they removed. She ended up doing chemo. She did radiation. She finished treatment like a champ. She did great throughout. It definitely hit her afterwards. And she was like, it took a toll on her for sure. But then we took a breather. We threw her a huge party, an end of treatment party. And now today she is going to the hospital. She's going to the doctor to get scans to see how the treatment did, to see if the chemo worked, to see if the radiation worked, and to make sure there are no traces of cancer left.
All right, it's a big day.
It's a huge day. So what we're asking for you, if you can just put whatever good energy out there, if you are a prayer, if you can pray, if you're spiritual and you want to put some healing vibes, some positive vibes, we just want to send as much love and light to Rebecca as possible today as she goes and gets her scans. She's not going to find out today. God love her. I came up in the elevator with her the other day and I was asking her, you know, how everything was going. She's like, she does the scans today and she's not going to find out till later next week what the scans say.
Wow, no,
that's rough.
That's cruel. Life is cruel.
I know, right? So imagine putting yourself in that position. And this is the everyday life of a cancer patient, which I think is really important to share. And she's been so sweet and kind to open everybody's eyes to that.
And just to add on to that, just real quick also, when Kristen says that's the life of a cancer patient, that's also the life of the nurses and doctors that are working on them every single day. They're probably don't get the credit that they deserve. It takes an entire village to beat a thing like this. So thank you to them for helping her out and anybody else listening that's gone through the thing.
And Rebecca has been so positive and she's dealing with some other stuff. Like she has to do tongue exercises every day for the rest of her life. And she just got more added on because of a small complication, which will be fine. But she has just been so positive. But to give you some extra insight about these scans, Rebecca will be working from home next week so that when she gets the phone call, she can deal with it in private should it not be the best news, which it's going to be the best news. We're putting that out there. But like it is, like Kristen and Brett said, it is a big day today.
All right, Abby, in the single world, you beat it. You cured it. You cured it last week. What was it?
I've been cured of something that a lot of women are finally being able to put a word to. I think this is a pretty common experience that specifically women really experience when they're out dating and maybe they have a crush on someone, but we haven't really been able to define it. And I think at Respectfully Gabby on TikTok describes the experience perfectly. So take a second and feel like and think if this has ever happened to you in your dating life.
Okay, be honest. Are you secretly obsessing over someone right now? Like, I get it. You had this amazing connection with someone. You've maybe only hung out a few times, but they cannot leave your mind. Then you start making up stories in your head. Like, oh, they must like me as much as I like them because the thought of them has not left my mind. Making up excuses on why that person hasn't reached out. Maybe they're just busy. Maybe they're waiting for me to make the first move. Personal story. Years ago, I was obsessed with this guy that I had met once. By obsessed, I mean that every single thought on my mind was consumed by him. I thought that every single thing that he posted online was about me. I listened to every single tarot video telling me that this man was coming back into my life because I believed wholeheartedly that this man was my twin flame. I could not shake the feeling of this is my person and I will not stop until that happens. Like, I thought this was it for me. I'm like, he must be so scared of this connection. I'm like, you know what? I feel like one of us has to make the first move because obviously we're obsessed with each other, right?
So this is something called limerence, and it's basically when you're stuck in a state of infatuation from somebody where there's no reason for you to feel like they feel the same way about you, but you're going to look into every little nook and cranny of their behavior to validate the feelings that you want them to have. And finally, last week, I finally ended my state of limerence that I had been in for years, and it was all because of an ick I got on Instagram. I went searching for this person that I had been stuck in a state of limerence in for a little bit, was just kind of infatuated with them, not for no reason, I think for good reason, otherwise I wouldn't have been stuck in this state of infatuation, and all it took was one cringy Instagram photo for me to be like, that's not my dude.
That's it, it's that's over, just dude. Like that.
I know, and I wish I wanted to come on and be like, this is how you get out of this infatuation, but really I think all it takes for them is to do something weird, like roll up their jeans a little too high for you to get the ick and feel like you don't want to date them.
I think I had it just the opposite. Like, I never thought anybody would be as interested in me. So when I was looking at those pictures or whatever, I never associated me with them.
I feel like they call this, what'd you call it?
Limerence.
I feel like they used to call it delusion.
It's Lulu now. Tomato, semantic. From somebody where there's no reason for you to feel like they feel the same way about you, but you're going to look into every little nook and cranny of their behavior to validate the feelings that you want them to have. And finally, last week, I finally ended my state of limerence that I had been in for years, and it was all because of an ick I got on Instagram. I went searching for this person that I had been stuck in a state of limerence in for a little bit, was just kind of infatuated with them, not for no reason, I think for good reason, otherwise I wouldn't have been stuck in this state of infatuation, and all it took was one cringy Instagram photo for me to be like, that's not my dude.
That's it, it's that's over, just dude. Like that.
I know, and I wish I wanted to come on and be like, this is how you get out of this infatuation, but really I think all it takes for them is to do something weird, like roll up their jeans a little too high for you to get the ick and feel like you don't want to date them.
I think I had it just the opposite. Like, I never thought anybody would be as interested in me. So when I was looking at those pictures or whatever, I never associated me with them.
I feel like they call this, what'd you call it?
Limerence.
I feel like they used to call it delusion.
Tomato, Lulu now. Tomato, semantics.
The Burt Show.